It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us 3 o'clock on Tuesdays, back to normal, is Elliot Shore Parks. Tuesdays with Elliot is brought to you by Groundworks. If wet field conditions are causing havoc on your home, book a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, good to have you back, buddy.
Feels good to have everybody back.
Oh,
yeah. You know, it's 2 weeks of I was off, then you were off, but football's back, so we're back.
Yeah, the players report today, and first practice is tomorrow. You guys get to watch that tomorrow, I guess?
So, yeah. I mean, my time of year. This is my favorite part of the football calendar. Better than the playoffs, the regular season. Training camp for me is my time.
Ridiculous.
It's my favorite time of the year. The playoffs are fun, but... training camp is a different level.
Yeah.
Super Bowl was cool.
But he owns training camp.
Yes, training camp is my time.
Go into the store later, get, you know, well, pen.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this about Jalen in camp this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he set the record last year.
Yeah, 3 of 5.
For most pass attempts without an interception. A record that he broke his own record.
Correct.
But you mentioned a bunch of times last year that... you know, and you said this during camp or whatever, that there were a lot of safe throws last year, a lot of checkdowns, things like that. And we would guess that this year they'll probably want to open the offense up a little bit, you know, and have a better passing attack, maybe score more points. Do you think, like going into this, would you rather see Jalen have a training camp like he did last year, or would you rather see him fail more trying to do more? Because this is the time that you try to figure things out.
If we're talking about just practice, I can see the argument for that. But I'm okay if Jalen plays the exact style of football he did last year, this year. It is a winning formula. If he doesn't turn the ball over, they win. So I don't have a desire to see them air it out this year, to throw it deep. Like, I think they will do that and we'll see how it goes. But I'm not going into this season or practice tomorrow. If he's dinking and dunking it again, but he's going 180 passes without an interception, 100, you know, that would be a successful camp for me. So I do not have a desire to see a different Jalen this year.
Why?
Because they won the Super Bowl with him playing that way.
But in part because of the other parts around him played at such an exceptional level.
Right. But
So here's what I'm saying. Unless you're expecting Saquon to have the same sort of season he had the last year, how can you not expect Jalen to at least be a little more impactful and significant in the passing game than he was a year ago?
So, obviously, if they don't run the ball as well next year as they did last year, then
you'll
have to
throw more.
Do you think
that can be duplicated? That was a historical season last year.
Now, you know, they can still run for X amount of yards, but Saquon gets 1,600 of them, and Will Shipley has 400. So they could do it in different ways. But I do think we also undersell a little bit how big Jalen was in situational football last year. So on third downs, red zone, he was really good last year. So for me, and where I'm taking your question is on first and second down, what the difference has to be. And yeah, maybe they're going to have to throw it more. But ultimately, I look at this team, and I think the defense and the running game, all that was great. The reason they won was because they took care of the football. If the Eagles take care of the football, they will beat most teams they play because they just have more talent than most of them. So I'm not taking away anything away from the defense, but by not turning it over, the defense was not in a lot of bad situations last year, right? It's complimentary football. So maybe on first and second down, they should throw it more. They were dead last in the league in doing it. So obviously you want to do it a little more, but I don't think they need to change the offense next year.
Well, the offense will change. We're getting a new offensive coordinator, and I would imagine they want to throw the ball more.
I think they're going to throw it down the field more.
Yeah.
Well, is going to be the change.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
no, I'm agreeing with you.
I know.
Yeah.
But you put a safety net in there, which I don't like, because your thing is, well, if this is what they have to resort to, then I'm fine with it. Yeah, we all would be as long as they win.
Yeah.
But what if that's what they have to resort to and they don't win and they
aren't successful? Yeah, that would be bad. If they have to throw, I agree with you.
Yes.
If they have to throw it more and Jalen is not good at doing that, will obviously be very concerning. So,
or more importantly, I would say, if you're saying you don't think he needs to do anything more than what he did last year, which would be they run the ball 30 times a game, 30 plus times a game, and he's throwing the ball less, my point is that if that's not successful, then you automatically have to expect him and the passing game to do more.
Well, I do think defense are going to come out this year more keyed in on Saquon.
Right.
Obviously,
we saw that.
We saw that in the last two games.
Super Bowl, yes.
But in those games, Jalen threw the ball really well. So if he has to throw it more, I don't have a concern that he won't be able to do it.
That's fair.
So to Spike's point about if I'm watching camp and every day it's 7 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards, I'm fine with that. I don't think Jalen needs to come out and play differently. So if I see the exact same training camp, obviously it won't be historic. I'd be pretty surprised. But if I see the exact same training camp from Jalen this year that I did last year, I'll be perfectly okay with that.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Because that was such a historic training camp last year for him.
Probably never be broken.
Well, here's what I hope will be broken, whatever that formula was. Because you know why? It looked like crap the first 4 weeks of the season. Let me speak. As great as he was in training camp, that didn't translate through the first 4 weeks of the season. And the offense changed. So when you say you want to see the same thing he did as last year in training camp, it's easy to jump to the end of the season and look at what happened.
Right.
But what happened in training camp was an indicator of what happened early in the season that needed to be changed. So what you saw at the end of the season wasn't a product of what was happening in training camp. What you saw at the end of the season was a product of adjusting to a run-first offense, play-action pass, take shots only when necessary. That wasn't the case coming out of training camp, of this historic training camp that he had last year. So I would say, while it's okay to have great completion percentage numbers in practice and you give us all these stats that we can't see, I would venture that the Eagles, if they had it their way, I'm not saying to the detriment of the team, but I'm saying if they could have it their way, you want to push the ball down the field in chunks.
Yeah, I agree. Nick Sirianni's
Saquon touched the ball 500 times last year. We don't need him to touch the ball 30 times a game this year.
So Nick's whole philosophy since in my time covering him is he wants to win the big play battle, not allow a lot of big plays on defense and make a lot on offense. So I agree with you. And especially now with his guy next to him, I think you will see them try to create more chunk plays on offense. And before I say this, let me couch it by, I agree Jalen was not good enough in the first four games last year. Full stop. He turned it over too much. He was not good enough. But I also think there is some nuance there where AJ didn't play in three of those games. In one of those games, he didn't have Lane, Devontae, or AJ.
I don't even count that game.
Right.
That's
a fourth of it right there. But he didn't play well enough. I agree. I think that if Jalen takes care of the ball, they'll be fine.
It's
really that simple.
It's so funny. Like, I really don't want to do this, but like,
don't do it.
I mean, football's back. Why wouldn't we?
Well,
do it?
I just
don't do it.
Here's my point here. My point is, you're not allowed to say he's good because everybody around him's good. But when he doesn't play good, you are allowed to say that those players aren't there. So, like, which one is it? Is it that he's good because the other players are good? Or are we going to couch every time they don't score points but say, well, AJ wasn't there? Like, so which one is it?
So I have said to you guys,
if he's the second best quarterback in football, which is what you say, right?
Yeah, I think he's on the way to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so if he's on the way to the Hall of Fame and the second best currently, the second best quarterback in football, wouldn't you say that in situations when those other great players aren't all there for him, that he should raise his level of play and make up for them not being there instead of apologists like you coming on the radio and saying the reason that he didn't play well is because those players weren't there? Which one is it?
So I have said to you guys that I think Jalen is definitely a product of being on the Eagles. If Jalen went to the Cleveland Browns, like most quarterbacks, I think he would fail. So being with the Eagles absolutely raises, much like it raised Saquon, it raised AJ. I've never really said he's good without the talent. Clearly the talent helps him. And I agree with you. When he played poorly against Tampa, I ripped him after that. When they don't have their guys, they should be better. So I agree with you on that. My only counter would be, it is a small sample size. So, you know, when people say, how would he be without AJ and Devontae? Yes, when they have not had him. Now, in 2021, he did overachieve, for what it's worth. But there's not been a long stretch without it. So I just don't know how he would be without them. But I agree.
The numbers aren't good when AJ's not there.
Correct, but here's the thing about when AJ's
like,
not there.
Like a bottom 10 quarterback, that's what his numbers
agreed,
are like.
But okay. I think that those numbers deserve some context. In 2021, he was essentially a rookie. And in those in the 3 years since, it's been one game, two games. It's not like we've seen this version of Jalen for seven games without AJ. Mm.
But
that's just true.
But last
we can disagree
year,
with
but
it.
Last year made him the second best quarterback in football because of two games. Essentially.
No, it wasn't just two games.
He was
good. No, but see, this is where we disagree.
Yeah.
He was better during the regular season, in my opinion, than you think he was. He made big plays throughout the year. He took care of the ball, which is a huge part of it. He does help the running game. I know now people, no one ever wants to talk about what he does as a runner for some reason, but it does matter. So he was, even if you want to remove the last two games, he was probably a top 10 or 12 quarterback last year, if you remove the final two games. But when you include the final two games, then yes, those last two games matter more than all the other ones combined.
Oh, and they don't.
They absolutely do.
No, they don't.
Ask Donovan McNabb how much more the playoffs matter than the regular season.
I went back.
We don't need to catch strays.
Yeah,
it's not about you.
I went back.
We all agree you were great. It's McNabb that doesn't.
The year after Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl, he was ranked like 7th, 8th in the league. So,
but
he won the Super Bowl. Like
he did.
Yeah, winning the Super Bowl doesn't make you the second best quarterback, and those two games don't mean more than the other games. Just that same reason, you wouldn't rank Nick Foles the second best quarterback in football after
Nick Foles didn't start for the whole season, and Nick Foles hadn't been to a previous Super Bowl.
But he still played great in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
That's why you, I think, said Nick Foles was the best quarterback in franchise history for a stretch. Didn't you have the opinion that he was the best quarterback? Am I wrong about that?
Well, no, I didn't say he was a better player than Donovan.
No, but didn't you say he deserved to be viewed as the best quarterback in franchise?
I am not.
I could
read
of you. So if you said Foles is the best off of four games, that would seem to back up the Jalen.
I didn't say Foles is the best.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong about that.
So
no, now I would have. What I would have said is Mount Rushmore because he was the first quarterback. But again, that's
proof that. Those games just matter way more. Foles was
that also was the first Super Bowl.
It was the first Super Bowl.
No, right, but Foles was
and
not,
the story was different.
Foles
than
was
just,
not good against Atlanta. Foles was not good against Oakland in those final games, right? So Foles really only played two good games. And I guess that Giants game.
Minnesota.
He had two really good games.
He was good against the Giants. He was good against them.
But it was just two games for Foles.
Yes, but I never argued he was the second best quarterback in football. That's my point.
But the difference is Jalen has been one of the best quarterbacks in football for 3 years.
He's been one of the best quarterbacks in football for one of the last 3 years.
No. Over the last 3 years, Jalen has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
One of those years.
No, but that's not true.
They're three separate seasons. He wasn't last year.
But I'm saying, as we often do with players, like over a stretch of time, he has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Foles never did that. Three separate seasons.
He was great one of those years. I disagree with that. But regardless, over a 3 year stretch, he clearly has been one of the most accomplished and best quarterbacks.
All right.
I don't know what the difference between accomplished and great and better is. You don't accomplish things by luck.
Yes, you do. You know the difference between accomplished and best.
But the way you phrase it is like he's just been along for the ride. And I don't think
that's not what I said.
No, I know, but when I say he's accomplished and you agree with that, but then you don't agree he's been one of the best quarterbacks, I don't get, so what's the difference for you there?
Like how he plays.
Correct. So you think they've won almost in spite of him. The only thing
you put on the accomplishment list is winning games. And if that is the only thing that matters, then yes.
But is that crazy? You act like I'm up here saying he's one of the best because he has one of the best QBRs or something.
Because
I'm talking about winning games.
That's fair.
All right. Because it's not a single person sport. You're smart enough to know this.
No, I know, but I'm not inventing the quarterback win-loss record, right? It has been on Pro Football Reference for
real. So, that's not real.
Now, for what it's worth, Spike, I would just say, me and Ike have argued this since Carson.
Yes,
so this is not just a Jalen thing. I've always been a quarterback win-loss guy.
And by the way, as a Carson guy, I still was quarterback wins don't really...
But it's not like I'm inventing some new way to judge quarterbacks. We always judge them off wins
and losses.
But I will
say this in your defense. I don't think it's in a vacuum you judge it. Over time, I do believe winning matters from a quarterback standpoint.
And yet,
that matters over a period of time.
There's not a lot of quarterbacks that we consider great that don't win.
Right.
But
what most of them, you can look and say, they in addition to their wins, you can look at their body of work, which is statistics, and say that they were great. There's not a ton of quarterbacks that throw for 40 touchdowns and 10 interceptions or whatever and are like, oh, they never win any games. It doesn't happen.
Right, because if your quarterback's good, you win a lot of games. And the Eagles have won a lot of games.
Well, yes, but there have been like plenty of teams that have won with quarterbacks that are not great.
Not really.
Well, sure.
Joe
Flacco played the best
Here's where I disagree with you at, Spike, on this. In a short window, whether it's 6-7 games or a year, if it's a one-year thing, not over a 3 or 4 year period, you don't have a list of quarterbacks that have won consistently that wouldn't be viewed as one of the top quarterbacks. Over a short period of time, sure. But over a 4 year span, that quarterback, if he's winning, he's going to get credit for those wins.
Sure, yes. I'm not saying he's not like a winning quarterback.
Like Russell Wilson won over that period of time. At first it started off, it was Legion of Boom, Marshawn Lynch.
But nobody considered him elite until he performed during the regular season without that.
But I also think, too, that Jalen for 3 years has not just won, he's won a ton. Like, he wins 80% of his starts. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. So I'm not sitting here and going, you know, they're 10-6. They're winning games. Like, the defense I'm making of Jalen is that he wins all the time at a large rate. And so that has to, in my opinion,
they're
undefeated. I value a quarterback too much for me to all of a sudden go, well, they're winning all the time, but the quarterback's only okay.
So in games last year where he didn't start, they're undefeated, right? Just check.
They were 1-0. And then in the other game,
they were 2-0. They're 2-0.
Yeah, they were 2-0.
They were 2-0.
What 2 games?
The final 2 games of the year?
Oh, okay. Well, the final game. Well,
and by the way, they fill in Washington if Devontae catches the ball.
Well, they beat Atlanta if Saquon catches it. So we can go both ways. But we saw against Washington. Washington's actually perfect proof of why I think I'm right about Jalen. The difference in that game was the interception that Kenny Pickett threw when they gave him the ball at like the 8-yard line.
No, the difference in the game is that Devontae dropped the ball.
But it doesn't get to that if there's no turnovers. It's just a reality. Kenny Pickett handed them 7 points.
But my only point is that, and I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know, I'm mostly on with you here.
Right.
But to be fair, a quarterback can have a bad play early. No. Overcome that, and you go win the game.
I agree, but I
just like they like did in the Super Bowl.
That's like Jalen with the fumble in the Super Bowl.
But I've always crushed
and he threw an interception in the Super Bowl as well.
I've always crushed Jalen for that fumble in the first Super Bowl.
But it didn't cost them the Super Bowl.
But I think I think it did. I think they lost the 2022 Super Bowl because of the Jalen fumble. Yes, that's my belief.
You're in the minority.
I know I am, but it's my belief, and it.
But that's more of a belief.
It syncs up with everything else I'm saying.
Exactly. But that's a belief. To drive another point. But doesn't stand on its own because you're the only one who really believes that.
I know.
So that's just to drive a different point.
No.
No one says, looking back at that Super Bowl, Jalen costing the Super Bowl by fumbling the football.
I agree the majority of people don't say that. Yeah. I'm in the minority. I agree with that.
Yeah,
but
Super
Bowl, if he holds onto that ball, they win. I think they win that game.
Possibly. I'm just saying I don't think the fumble costs.
They might have been up
17
points instead of 10.
So
okay. Well, that's a big deal. They lost by 3.
He also turned the ball over early in the Super Bowl this year.
That's another good point. Yeah. They turned the ball over in this Super Bowl.
You're right. They did.
And they didn't lose.
Agreed.
So
I'm saying if Jalen doesn't turn that ball over, I think they win in 2022. Obviously, we can't prove it one way or the other. But the difference is they're driving with the ball, right? To go up 17, the offense is clicking at that.
Here's why you're wrong. Because if he doesn't fumble the ball, it's just a tackle for loss and a punt.
True.
It was third down. It was third down. So if he doesn't fumble the ball, it doesn't mean the game is over and the Eagles win is the point that I'm really making.
But Kansas City was handed 7 points.
Sure they were.
Correct.
Doesn't mean they couldn't get stopped in the second half. So they were scoring regardless.
They were getting stopped in the first half. It was the second half.
Yeah, no, this was towards the end of the first half.
The defense was still playing well at that point.
The defense didn't play well the entire game. At what point?
The first half, the defense was awesome against Kansas City. I think they only let up 1 touchdown.
My only point is that I don't believe that fumble cost the Eagles the game. That's the only
point
that
I make. And we don't have to relitigate 2022.
Jalen played way too great in that game to have that play be the signature play of the game and says he cost him the Super Bowl.
No, I do buy it. I said it at the time. Me and Angelo yelled at each other for like an hour on the radio about it. But the point I'm making is
you could have grown from that by now.
Well, that's what I believe. But the point I make is I'm not just saying this win-loss thing and turnover thing because it fits my Jalen narrative. It's always what I've believed. So for
that
me,
I agree.
So
with.
For me, when there is a quarterback on the Eagles that doesn't turn the ball over and wins all the time, I am going to view him as better than it seems some people on the show do.
Okay. And you're also going to make excuses for him when the other players aren't there.
I'm not making excuses,
well,
but
you
it's
did.
Just a
you
reality.
No, well, you did. You made excuses.
It's not an excuse.
Well, it's, if you want to be an elite player, you have to raise your level
I
when those players aren't
that.
There.
And
he
was,
didn't
but
do
it was
that.
Three games.
And he
it's
didn't
not
do that.
It's not a been a long stretch of him. You're right. He didn't
he,
do it.
He didn't
You're
do
right.
It.
That's why he's two and not one.
All right. you're such a loser. So coming up next, we will get to other training camp stuff because I want to talk about the secondary. I want to talk about Edge.
Jahad Campbell.
And linebacker as well.
He's a stack backer.
Yeah, as linebacker.
Can we break
as well.
Down, what was the guy you were talking about this morning? Mike McWilliams? Mac Williams?
Mac McWilliams?
Yeah. And Perry Nickerson?
Perry Nickerson.
Okay, yeah.
Richie had a Perry Nickerson question for me.
Yeah.
And I do want to.
On the pulse.
I do want to ask you something about Quarter Century Week last week as well.
I'm sure you do.
I do. Well, I want to make sure that you have a cohesive set of morals. And I see that you do not have a cohesive set of beliefs.
I absolutely do.
No, you don't, though.
Well, I'm excited to get into it.
All right. So that is coming up next. This is 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us for Tuesdays with Elliot. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair or unfair? 84.8% say unfair. Elliot, did you think it was fair or unfair?
So I think Jalen should be in the top 10. So I would say unfair.
That's the part that's the real unfair
he should
part.
Be, what about the rest
the
of
rest
what
of
he
what
said?
He was saying.
So, refresh my mind on what he said
so
a little bit.
So, he essentially said it's hard to rank him because of he is asked to not lose the game rather than go win the game. And he said the other guys, like Lamar or Josh Allen, always have to be excellent, and Jalen doesn't. He only has to be good. And he said, so it is hard to rank him that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Now, I would argue being asked not to lose the game is being asked to win the game, but I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Look, as someone that is obviously on the pro Jalen side, I don't think our side needs to push back on the idea that the talent helps him. The talent helps him. It does. The fact that he is with the Eagles helps him. But what should also be pointed out is all of the great quarterbacks have had talent. So when people try to make the argument, well, it's not just because of the talent. It is mostly because of the talent. He's a great player, but also he has a great offensive line. He has gotten pretty much the best possible outcome out of this talent.
Yeah.
But here's what I would say to that, and here's why people push back against it, because the other greats don't get knocked for it. Peyton Manning didn't win with no talent.
I agree with you on this.
If anybody, Tom Brady did. So he's the fair argument. That's why he's also the GOAT. But Joe Montana had the greatest receiver of all time. Mm-hmm. Roger Craig, Tom Rathman, Brent Jones, Ronnie Lott, Charles Haley. Like, these are all Hall of Famers that Joe Montana built his career off of. Troy Aikman built his career off. Tons of Hall of Famers. I only say this to say is that most of these quarterbacks that we rank in the upper echelon, they pretty much all had talent around them. And they don't get knocked. Not to say that they aren't great. I'm just saying their greatness doesn't get knocked for the talent that's around him. And I gave you Joe Montana because Joe Montana was a lower draft pick than Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Had less physical attributes than Jalen Hurts had. Meaning from a arm strength, athletic ability, and everything else. As a matter of fact, Joe Montana had an offense built around him, West Coast, that was designed to get the ball out of his hands quick and let his athletes, his receivers, do the work because the arm strength wasn't great. Couldn't throw the ball down the field deep. It was a timing offense, and he also had the great Bill Walsh. You're too young to remember how Joe Montana was thought of before Tom Brady. You know, Spike.
Sure. I mean, he was the guy.
Joe Montana
the greatest
was the
of all
goat.
Time.
That's
well,
the greatest
yeah.
quarterback of all time.
That's why, and we're living it right now, and we're in the beginning of it, so we're a long way away from this. But I think eventually when Jalen retires – and we look back at his career, it will age way better than it looks
it is right now.
Because the
I mean,
other
he'll
thing
be appreciated
is,
depending
more
on,
later.
On how the rest of it goes.
Yeah, although he already has a decent shot of getting in the Hall of Fame. currently.
Because he got the hardest part done
already.
Yeah,
if you look at quarterbacks that win Super Bowls, they get in. If he gets two, it's game over.
He's already been to two.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I think right now when we debate Jalen, we overlook the rushing part of his game. When he retires, and who knows, the game could go a bunch of different ways, but there's a shot he retires as one of the best rushing quarterbacks of all time, statistically.
Well, he'll have the touchdown record.
Yeah, as long as the tush push is in there.
You'll have that.
So when
touchdown.
But right now that's how it's looked at, but in 20 years when we look back at Jalen, I think it'll be, look at all the wins, look at all the rushing stats, and look at the Super Bowl.
As long as he keeps playing well.
Agreed. 215. He's on a Hall of Fame track.
215-592-9494.
You agree.
Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Jack, did you see Abreu? I guess it's like an allergy in the family. As soon as he hit that warning track, it was like it was lava last night.
Do you think he's talking to Fritz?
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. That's my fault.
Jack's back there just talking Philly. Yeah. All the calls.
Yeah. He's got his own talk,
two different shows.
His own talk show going on back there.
Yeah. Fritz, I don't know what that was.
Yeah. Before I go back to the phones,
honest with you.
Yeah, let's stay away from that for now. Let me ask you, so we did Quarter Century Week last week.
We did, it was fun.
And I saw your top five.
Yes.
And number one, I believe, was Brian Dawkins. Or Allen Iverson.
I honestly did not put them.
You didn't rank them, you just put five
guys.
Yeah,
it might have been the order I would put it in, but okay. I more just picked my five.
So two of your top five athletes of the last 25 years were Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Now, when you were doing your top 11, you put Quinion Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler because he won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
And winning is very important to you.
It is.
Though two of the top five athletes in the last 25 years in Philadelphia did not win at the top level.
They did not win the championship.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about here.
Right, Dawkins won a lot of games.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Zach Wheeler. Oh, by the way, Joel Embiid was also in your top five.
Oh, and by the way,
Joel Embiid was also in your top five.
Yes.
So three of the top five athletes of the last 25 years in Philadelphia, when there is Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard and Cole Hamels, everybody on the 2017 Eagles, everybody on the 2024 Eagles, of all won championships, and you, who based your top 11 list essentially on who's won a championship and who hasn't, how are Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, and Joel Embiid on that list?
So for this list, I took Hall of Fame into consideration more. Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson are in the Hall of Fame. No one on the 08 Phillies might get into the Hall of Fame. I almost had Ryan Howard on there. I took him off at the last second for Joel, just because I think Joel is probably the most talented athlete we've had in the past 25 years. You can certainly debate it.
Well,
but
you could say all this stuff, but
he's about the winning part.
But
you,
I get the winning part. Yeah.
You told me all you said this on this show.
I did.
About the importance of winning a champion. He won the Super Bowl. That's all I need
so
to
crazy.
Say. Jalen Hurts is the number two quarterback in all of football.
He is.
Because he won the Super Bowl last year. So how are three of the five with so many dominant players? Fletcher Cox won a Super Bowl. Dominant player. Probably a Hall of Famer.
Probably, yeah.
Jason Kelce, is he on your list, I believe?
He was not in my top five.
Okay.
He was Eagles, though.
Yeah, but he's not on your top five.
He
is a Hall of Famer, probably first ballot, one of the best centers of all time, right?
Now, Dawkins is already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's fine. But but all these players who
they
are not in your top
titles.
Five, who are titles and will be Hall of Famers, it's just weird that your favorite, Allen Iverson, and Brian Dawkins, who no one's ever allowed to say anything bad about.
Right. Right.
Like, it just seems like it was pandering.
No, I don't think so. First of all, you won everything. Thing to be under a blanket rule.
Well,
I think
but that's
you
what
to,
you did.
No,
that's
no, no.
what you did
I
in the top
I'm
11. Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
I'm able to look at different things.
Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
If it was as easy as ranking by championships, then that's what
I would do. But that's what you did. Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
First of all, the Zach Wheeler thing with you is crazy.
It's not crazy.
I was on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I opened Twitter, and I saw everyone melting down about Zach Wheeler having this awesome start. I thought he'd had like a no-hitter, a perfect game. He had a great start and a random game in the middle of the season, and everyone's like crazy.
The
on
guy
Twitter.
That you
like,
go
it's
crazy
some historic
about.
Thing.
Hold on, the guy
like,
you
it's
go
some
crazy
historic
about.
Thing.
Well, maybe.
And then I say Quinion won the
maybe.
Super Bowl, and it's like whoa.
No.
Every time Zach Wheeler pitches well now.
Hold on, you wet yourself every time Jalen Hurts throws 16 times and doesn't throw an interception in the week 9 in the regular season.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Zach Wheeler goes out, throws 7 inning shutout, and strikes out 10.
The first time ever. Like
I know.
flipping Twitter. I texted James. I'm like, did he throw a no-hitter? Like, what's going on here?
Why don't you defend the fact that three of the top five...
I'm about to defend it.
Okay.
I told you. Because, so first of all...
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
I know.
Allen Iverson didn't win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Neither did Brian Dawkins, neither did Joel Embiid.
Agreed. Okay. So
neither did Ike.
Yeah, neither did I.
You did in our heart, though. But first of all, yeah. I heard you talking about this a little bit yesterday, and I do think the Dawkins thing is interesting. Like, when I was making my list, there was part of me that was thinking maybe Dawkins, who has always been first down, maybe his status is shaking a little bit.
No, it's not.
Okay, I thought it.
The greatest eagle of the last 25, 30 years.
I agree with you. I put him on the list.
Yeah.
But, like I said... For this list, I consider Hall of Fames. And again, I view the 2000 to 2004 Eagles differently than most people. I don't view them as they didn't win it. They went to four championship games. It's arguably the best stretch in Eagles history.
This is pandering.
I've always said right.
You can't even name players in the Eagles defense.
I can't name them. Right, exactly. But it's just true. So you're right. Dawkins didn't win a Super Bowl. But it's not like he was on teams, you know, that were average for four years.
Well, I'm sorry. Have the Phillies of the last 3 years been average?
No, I wouldn't say they've been
average. Okay, but
passers.
You punished them in the top 11 because they didn't win a World
Correct.
Series. Okay?
Because currently we're talking about Joel Embiid's teams.
Joel Embiid's teams have never beaten a good team in the playoffs. Not
I agree
one
with that.
Time.
I
so
agree with that.
So that's not Dawkins.
Right, but again, I'm not, when I make a list, you want me to just sit down every list and have the exact
Who
same...
Who has a better chance of getting in the Hall of Fame? Jason Kelce or Joel Embiid?
I think they are both going to get in.
But who has a better chance?
Joel. Answer,
no, it's Kelce.
Joel is getting in. So is Kelce. They are both getting in, but so I think their chances are actually even because they're both 100. But Joel is 1,000% getting in the Hall of Fame. Well, Kelce is almost definitely going to get in. Like, he will.
Okay. And one won a championship and one didn't.
Correct, but again, you have to look at this in a more nuanced way.
Yeah,
than
your whole thing, but your whole thing's win.
He won the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Exception to the rule.
Jalen
was on my list.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl because he won the Super Bowl. Even
yes.
though he does not have the resume of these other players who won the
well,
Super Bowl.
Well, his resume actually in
it's
4 years
good as,
is
it's not as good as Kelce's.
I mean, maybe.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, one is a Hall of Famer,
so,
and one's
first
not.
First of all, he has two rings. Kelce has one. He has a Super Bowl MVP. He
no, no, no. Jalen does not have two rings.
Sorry. My mistake.
I know you're already
counting
his
second ring already. I feel you.
The point I'm making is Jalen's resume in 3 years is already extremely impressive. And because this city has not won a lot of championships, his resume stacks up really well.
Okay.
It
like
does.
All the other players that should be on that list instead of Dawkins. And Iverson and Embiid. I didn't give my five.
Okay. Well, that's an easy, nice way to go
about
it.
Well, no. I mean,
I gave
I'm talking.
Five, it was seven of them.
Yeah.
Well, I will say it was really, really hard to come up with five.
Mm-hmm. Seven of them on my
especially,
not for the Sixers.
You need to be able to pander and make everybody mad in the same list. So
I don't see what's pandering on that list.
Well, hey, you got to get your reputation back, bro.
Dawkins and Iverson are pandering.
I don't think Dawkins and Iverson are pandering.
Sure it is.
Did
sure
anybody
is.
Not have
you
them in the
are,
top two?
You are a championship guy.
I am.
And for you to put two guys as the great, when there are so many players.
Because there's exceptions,
Chase Utley,
there's exceptions
Jimmy
to everything.
Rollins, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, championship. Jason Kelce, championship. Lane Johnson, championship.
Right.
Fletcher Cox, championship.
Correct.
So, like, there are plenty of championship players
there
who
are
Hall of Fame players.
Well, Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Lane was almost on my list.
Almost.
But Dawkins
two
and
times.
Iverson
almost.
Are exceptions to the rules. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, they
I agree
true.
With you. I
can you imagine if
you.
I didn't put Iverson and Dawkins, then it would be, why are you not putting them? So
but I think AI is the biggest athlete in this town.
Yeah, AI is number one.
At least you would have a coherent moral code, which
I do
you do
have
not.
A coherent, but
you don't have a coherent
no, I do.
Moral
you
code.
You want everything to
you
be
don't.
By the exact same rule. That's
no.
not how life
no,
works. That's not how lists
that
work.
That is a I have a coherent moral code. You
right.
do not.
I'm able to look at things in multiple
I want that
ways.
On a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to make
I'm
excuses
able to,
for yourself.
To look at everything and think about that exact instance.
That's why you're able to say that Jalen like doesn't get pulled up by his teammates, but also, when the teammates aren't there and he doesn't play well,
I
that has nothing.
I just said he gets pulled up by his teammates.
Yep, yep.
I just don't want to hear it.
And this is why the lie detector couldn't figure you
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yes. Because I take everything case by case.
Because you don't have a coherent moral
no,
code.
No, because I think of everything deeply and the lie detector
no,
couldn't
there's
handle
no deep
that.
Thinking.
Well, there clearly is.
I took
every
a needle in the ass.
Pops off, so obviously.
215-592-9494. You know who has a coherent moral
like ben
code?
Ben Simmons, by the
shut
way.
Shut up yeah. for a second.
Ben Simmons!
Clearly clearly in the top five.
No. John Ashdale, the car czar, has a coherent moral code. And his moral code has told him that a Colonial Hyundai, they are going to put together with Hyundai the Colonial Hyundai Fest. That's right. No Elliott at Colonial Hyundai Fest. That's the first good part. The second good part is you're getting 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. The third good part is that there's tons of brand new Hyundais there. Over 300 on the lot. You want a Santa Fe, it's there. Tucson, it's there. An Elantra, it's there. An Ioniq, it's there. It's up to 10 grand, saving 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. And when you drive in there and drive out with the new Hyundai, their goal is for no increase in your monthly payment. They're going to do that by giving you a discount on the car, the 20%. Low financing, as low as 0%. $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And then you're going to leave with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
Are you ready to admit Ben Simmons' times has aged well?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It hasn't. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
He prevented, no. Like, he is the worst draft pick in the history of the Philadelphia 76ers. He prevented, the way that he played, prevented the Sixers from winning a championship. The 4 years they spent.
He doesn't get credit for that.
The 4 years they spent trying to convince themselves that a point guard who can't shoot, who refuses to get fouled, who won't get better, all of those things. I understand why they did it. I get it. But that time, the time when Joel Embiid had these opportunities, was wasted because of him. He did all these things that got him all-star games and all-defense, second-team all-defense. By the way, his defense was overrated. If he didn't have Joel Embiid standing behind him, he wouldn't have been able to be as aggressive as he was on defense. A fine defensive player.
Doc Rivers made me hate Ben Simmons more than anything.
I just think the Sixers, now that the Embiid era is more than likely over or ending, I think that the best teams they had probably had Ben on them.
But what did those teams ultimately accomplish?
No teams won anything.
You mean most talented is what you're saying?
Yeah, longest stretch of being legit title contenders. I would say the team with Harden when they lost to the Celtics might be up there.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said about Ben as a player. But when you're talking about the best Sixers of the past 25 years, he clearly is on that list.
No. I mean, it's a tough list, truthfully.
Yeah.
But like a guy who tanked the organization.
Yeah.
Like on his way out.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Do you think he was right about the organization though?
No.
Just thinking out loud here.
No.
What did he say?
They pandered to him.
Yeah, exactly.
They pandered to him.
Remember, they were taking his side over Joel.
Yeah.
With the damn collar guy.
Oh, Colangelo.
Yes. Yeah. Him and his whole nonsense.
The Sixers thing, like, Ben was part of the bad stuff.
For sure. Yes.
You know, it's just like Joel. And Joel has been part of the bad stuff, too. So I think it all feeds upon itself. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, going to try again. You're on WIP.
Does Baz Zatino make the top 25?
Who?
that was the wife.
Barbara Bettina.
Babs. So what about what Cam Newton was saying? What about a guy like John Elway, who until he got Terrell Davis, he didn't look that good?
I agree. Well, no, he got the three Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty good prior to that.
But what were their scores like in those Super Bowls? They lost by like...
Oh, no, they were all blowouts, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, John Elway was praised more for taking a team that wasn't littered with talent and getting them to the Super Bowl. Those Denver teams weren't.
And a lot of
they
clutch
great
moments.
Teams. Yes. He had the drive in Cleveland. Like, he had a. You know, Elway had some great moments before he got to the Super Bowl. He just never could get over that hump in the Super Bowl.
And I agree with you. Like, I think there's a little bit of jealousy with Cam.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there
now
is.
Now, because there's been another time. Well, Cam had something else with Jalen, right? Didn't he?
So wasn't there a time where he did say he was a top 10? I saw some of this on Twitter that around the Super Bowl, he was very complimentary.
Did Jalen go on his show?
Yes, they did an interview together.
No, Cam, well, sat down. Not on his show for what it's worth. Cam Newton interviewed Jalen for a Fox program.
Got you. Oh, okay. I got you. I knew they had sat down.
Yeah,
they
sat down
point.
In the facility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, for next question today, 4 tickets, the Eagles public practice. August 10th, 6 p.m., Lincoln Financial Field. Give us somebody who's known only by one name.
My favorite one, and maybe you only know this guy, Lee.
Lee? Lee? At Hop Sing Laundromat, Lee?
No, Flea.
Oh, Flea.
Oh, Flea.
Oh, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't, you're not a Chili Peppers
no,
man.
No, I'm not a Chili Peppers man.
Well, I was talking to Spike.
Well, he says that as he rolls his eyes as he flew across the world to go see a band that was famous at the exact same time.
It was a musical moment of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It was.
It wasn't.
Other than maybe Coldplay now.
Well, yeah, well, Coldplay.
And Ozzy's last concert.
And Ozzy's last concert.
Yeah, it's way bigger than that.
It's, yeah, okay. I don't
set that one out. Set that one out. Yeah, yeah, today.
It just is. I saw the coverage.
Name four Oasis songs.
I can name four Oasis songs.
Do it.
Wonderwall.
Okay.
Champagne Supernova.
Uh huh.
Stand By Me. Right. And Rock and Roll Star.
Okay. All right.
Now, to be fair to you guys, I could not have done that prior to going.
Okay. All right. There we go. Honest. All right. As long as we're honest. All being fair.
I went with my wife.
Real quick.
Should have held on to that one.
I got to be honest.
I know you don't.
Not true.
Yeah. So
my morals are being called into question over here.
So, well, yeah, what was that called again?
I have a coherent moral code.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's not the first time I've said it.
I know. It flowed so easily. I was like, what?
It's a good t-shirt.
I usually use it when I am arguing privately about politics, but I had to break it out here. So what do you think the most interesting things at camp, like the things that will determine the season outside of the Jalen's and the AJ's of that, what are you looking forward to? What are the battles you're going to have your eyes on?
I think we're talking about things that could impact the season. I think it's cornerback and safety. If we're talking about just what I'm interested in,
mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in Jahad Campbell and seeing how he's used. I think there's too much being made of his injury. I think he will be out there week one. I think he will play week one. And I think he'll be out there on the practice field tomorrow.
Now, do you have information? That
yeah,
you think
I feel confident about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, didn't say that, dude. Don't just be throwing stuff out. Because my next thing is like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, Eagles Insider of the Year.
The defense begins.
Yeah. There it is.
So I feel good about that.
Do you want to say sources? League sources?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
But I'm just excited to see how they use them. So that, but then from a how the team will win, I think we're not, like, the second safety spot's a big deal. Reed Blankenship's a nice player, probably more than a nice player, but he can't be your best safety if you have an elite unit. So I think they're going to try Makuba there. I don't think Sidney Brown's a lock to be here. I could picture
them. You mean like make the team?
No, I don't think they'll cut him, but I could picture a world where they traded Sidney.
Why?
Because I don't know if Fangio likes him that much. He's had chances to put him on the field. He hasn't done it. Makuba's already competing with him, and he's a rookie. I think Fangio had a lot to do with drafting Makuba.
That's all fine and dandy, but you don't get rid of him. First of all, you just got rid of CJ GJ. You don't get rid of another young safety. Like, this team isn't littered with safeties. What has Makuba done?
I agree with you on this. I'm just saying what I think could happen with them. I am... The safety spot is my biggest concern on the roster. I feel better about Kelee Ringo than I do any of their safeties beside Reed.
Oh, don't worry about the safety spot.
You don't think it's a big deal?
No, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Because here's why. The safeties aren't necessarily highlighted in this defense. So you don't necessarily need the safeties to perform at this level in order for the defense to have the impact that it had last year. And that's why you can take a chance on a rookie safety being out there who hasn't played in the NFL, and by the way, who's only played safety 1 year. As much as everybody likes Drew Makuba, I'm not down on him, but he was a nickel corner before he went to Texas and got moved to the safety position. He didn't have an interception, I believe, before he went to Texas last year. So he's still new to the position in itself, and he's not the biggest guy. He's not the biggest guy.
No, I agree.
What do you think of Seen, Lewis Seen? I sort of
so I like Lewis Seen, but he's not played in 2 years. He was a first round pick.
Yeah.
They had him with the fourth string. So I like the intent, like the makeup of him as a draft prospect, but it doesn't seem like it's translating to the NFL.
I got my basket. I got my eggs with the Crash. That's Sidney. Yes.
Yeah. It's just weird that they had Seen on the roster last year.
Yeah, and they held him. Now, I think he can be a great special teams player, which could have been part of it.
Okay.
And I think Sidney Brown would be an outstanding
player. Sidney's their best special
teams. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that could be why they
That's
keep
what I'm
him.
Saying. That's why he's not going anywhere.
All right, Elliot. Maybe. Well, we are excited for the reports. And this is the one time I'll allow people to
Jahad
do it.
Campbell.
You can follow Elliot on Twitter.
Name him.
On Instagram.
TikTok.
Why are you on TikTok?
I'm trying to get with the times.
Oh, can you eat food in your car? Those are my favorite TikTok videos.
Absolutely. All right. I'll do the training camp stats as I eat in the car.
All right. Threads?
I'm on Threads. You All name right. it, I'm on it.
The Go Birds podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, comes out every single day. Thank you, and Elliot.
Love you, E.
Pods after every single practice, too.
Pods after every practice. Wow.
Yeah, so.
I love it. Great job, Elliot.
Appreciate
Thanks for coming
it.
Back in. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.